Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. Ooh, I got my mic really hot. Hold on a second. That's because I was playing around with it a little while ago. Yeah, that should be a lot better. Okay, so welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Wednesday, which means we have the Science for Humans episode with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, in just a moment. And we're going to be talking about some pretty cool stuff. You're going to get a kick out of it. And then later in the show, second half hour, I'm going to talk about some stuff I've been working on training-wise and also nutrition, and lots of people always email me and they want to know what I'm doing, so I'm going to share that information a little bit later in the show. But without further delay,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
I tweaked my mic, Dr. J, for our thing that we did for ESPN, and then I forgot to turn it back down. It was so hot. I was like, oh man, what did I do? Dr. J is fast becoming a media mogul. I gotta tell you something, man, that I really love about you, and I use that word specifically. When you learn something new, you completely immerse yourself in it. It's amazing. That's probably why you've been so successful at what you do, because there's so much new to learn, and every time you learn something new, you throw yourself into it, and you become so proficient at it, you know? But I mean, you're doing all sorts of radio now and videos and TV. It's like you're building a little media empire.
It's fun. You know, I growing up, I didn't like learning something that I had to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The had to
I wasn't
part.
Good at school when they said you have to do this. Now I did it, but I did it enough to get by, and I would get B's and whatever, you know, but if it was something I saw that I could use or I was really interested in, I excelled. And I always excelled in science because I was really interested in it. And things I didn't like, I just was like, oh, why am I going to need geometry? You know? Okay, well, my whole life now is math, but it's metrics. Yeah. Now, see, I remember when they taught metrics in high school, that interested me because I thought, you know, this is interesting. If they do in Europe, I might need to know this. But, you know, the rest of it.
Do you remember using a slide ruler to do calculations?
No, I didn't learn that. When I went to college, Carl, we didn't even use calculators when I. And I got to college, and I remember taking my first chemistry class, because I was in the biology department, and then we had to take chemistry. And the first test, the professor said, oh, you can use your calculator. I'm like, say what?
You almost feel like you're cheating, right? You feel like you're cheating.
I brought my little calculator, and the test was all about all those fancy calculations you do on a calculator. I failed because I didn't even know how to run one of them stupid calculators because we never were taught.
Right.
So anyhow, no, I never used a slide. I used osmosis. My dad used to get on me because he would get on me because I never brought any books home. I didn't need to. You know, I had a study hall at school.
Right.
And I'd get all my homework done.
Right. Right.
And so one night he said, he just got on me, you need to bring books home. And I said, why? I get A's and B's, you know, a couple C's. You need to bring books home. Bring them home. Bring them home. So I brought them home, and they sat on the counter the whole weekend. And then they disappeared. And the next morning he said, oh, so you went and studied? I said, no, Dad, I learned those books through osmosis. He's like, what? I said, yeah, I put them under my pillow, man, and just soaked in my head.
Did he want to give you a smack
in
the back of the
head? I don't know how you do that, man. He goes, your brother's the same way. He'll be staring out the window, and the teacher will try to catch him and go, David, so let me ask you the square root of 15, and he'll be like, oh, yeah, bada, 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 bada.
That's funny. But you know what the problem was? And this is a problem with a lot of people. Their parents don't pick up on it. You weren't challenged. See, you loved, I was the same way. I loved science, man. I remember when I got my first microscope. I wanted to look at everything, anything I wanted to look at. You know, we weren't challenged in school. So the other stuff was easy for us. We knew that if we just paid attention to classes and did the modicum of work, that we would at least get a BC out of it. And who needed to get an A? It's not that important to me. But the science, man, I wanted to do that all day long. I wanted to learn about chemical reactions. And I remember I got my first chemistry set. I mean, we weren't challenged. And, you know, that's the whole premise behind Montessori, I think, too. Maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, you've got to find what a kid is attracted to, and you've got to challenge them in that area. And then they stay engaged in school.
So. Yeah, I was the only one ever in high school that evacuated the school. It was in chemistry. And we were learning about, I think it was some type of a silver ion that when you added it to water and you mix this other thing, I can't even remember, you make rotten egg gas.
Oh, yeah, well. I remember that. Yeah.
So they're like, you never do that. And I'm like, well, I wonder why. So I did it, and of course, you know.
It stunk out the school.
Okay, now I know why, but I wanted to try it. I wanted to see why you shouldn't do that, you know. And I think that's kind of how I've lived my life, you know, as an athlete. I was never afraid to get in and try something, you know. Going in the seventh grade, I didn't know anything about football. I didn't even know what positions. I had gone to some games, but I didn't understand the game because I'd never really been introduced to it. So kids were like, oh, I'm going out for quarterback. I'm going out for this. What are you going out for? I'm like, I don't know, football? But I learned about it, and then I realized what I wanted to do. So same with, you know, the whole media thing, you know, as you learn and you see how you can use this, it's really interesting because, again, you know, people who like something, you know, you can use it as a hobby, but I figure, you know, hey, a hobby should also be your job. If you love what you're doing, then what a great way to wake up in the morning that you make a living from something you love to do.
Yeah. No, I know. Trust me. I get paid to talk. I've been talking since I was a little kid. My mother used to tell me to shut up all the time. I talk so much. I'm serious. I'm not joking about that. She's telling me to shut up all the time because I told you, why do you have to ask so many questions, she'd say to me. You know, I know I had to be a real pain in the ass. I had to be because I wanted to know what everything, why everything was everything. Why is that? What is it? And, you know, it's poor thing that she was. You know, she tried to keep up. And after a while, I think she just lost her. But anyway, listen, you know what I really want to talk about? And this is really funny. It's a funny story, but it also is exemplary of what we deal with in the supplement industry as a whole. Mm-hmm. You sent me a link yesterday that the Food and Drug Administration forced the coffee company to pull their coffee. The coffee, and I'm going to try to get the name of it up here really quick. The coffee was sold as male enhancement coffee. And so it was purported to improve erectile dysfunction and make men happier with their personal buddy there, and it was very, very successful actually. It was successful because it worked really well. And one of the funny things about it is that I guess whenever something works really, really well, and all indications say it shouldn't, you know, the Food and Drug Administration starts looking at it. What did they find? I'm finding the name right now.
Yeah, it's a form of sildenafil. It's a precursor to basically Viagra. You know, there are a lot of, when you manufacture a drug, people don't realize that a lot of times you start with one drug and you do something, and it creates this other drug. Similar to the old high school science project where, you know, you take some baking soda and you put vinegar on it, and, oh, it foams up. But actually what you're creating is a chemical bond. You're taking that sodium, and you're actually binding that acid from the vinegar to that sodium compound, so you've created a sodium salt. Well, the same thing with these precursors. You know, when they hit your system, they react with some enzyme, and they actually turn into that drug. That's
right.
How they make that drug.
Right, right. That's how they make it in the lab. They cause the catalytic conversion, so to speak. But your body can do the same thing. Your liver, the P450 cytochrome enzyme cascade. It's like every type of enzyme in the world that you could imagine waiting to work on something.
And I see this all the time, you know, and it's really frustrating, not only as a business guy, you know, being in the supplement industry, and it's not just the supplement industry. You know, the drug industry does this. There are adulterated counterfeit drugs. They do it in the food industry. There are adulterated foods. This coffee is not a supplement. It's a food. I don't care if they're selling it as a male enhancement drink our coffee. To me, it's still a food. You see it. And again, it's just dishonest. You know, it's really frustrating, you know, with what's going on right now. I'm only glad that finally the government is coming in and they're filing indictments and they're putting a stop to this, because it makes it very difficult for honest businesses. You know, if you're selling a hamburger that's real hamburger and you have to compete against this fast food guy who says hamburger and his is full of soy and filler and junk, that's not fair. You know, you're not competing at the same level. And the same thing in the supplement industry. You know, we aren't competing at the same level. You know, if somebody's selling a coffee and then somebody's adulterating it with this drug, it's still a drug because according to the FDA, it's not an approved food item. It's not an approved supplement. It's a drug. It doesn't matter whether it's a precursor. Now, it may not have been officially listed on the Schedule 3 listing, but it probably will be.
You know, so I'm listening to what you're saying, and in my mind, I'm always playing devil's advocate. I'm looking at the other side of what people would say in response to that. And I get the idea that understanding how precursors work is critical to supplement development as well. I think that the problem becomes not the notion of having a pro anything for that matter, but if it's, you know, the end result goal is a by prescription pharmaceutical drug, then that's no different than selling the pharmaceutical drug, which you can't sell because you're not a pharmaceutical company, and people can't just buy it at GNC because it has to come with a prescription. So I think that leveraging that technology is very, very good. However, I think when you leverage it to produce something that is a known scheduled drug, now you're breaking the law.
And people, I don't think, understand and realize the difference between, you know, what makes a pharmaceutical drug. You know, they think, well, the government wants to control it. The government is making money. No, the government doesn't make any money. This is all private enterprises, the drug companies. But the reason is drugs act differently on the body than something naturally occurring. And this is where the real issue comes. You know, a drug, in their defense, they spend billions of dollars to tell you exactly what the side effects are going to be. They don't just all of a sudden you take it and you develop some new side effect.
Oops.
No, they tell you what the side effects are going to be. You know that it's a possibility of death. Over 1 million people a year die from prescription drugs. When you have a company who now incorporates a drug into a product, number one, they didn't list it on the label. What if you're allergic to that? What if you're taking some other medication? You know, drugs are very complex. That's why doctors prescribe them, and we can't prescribe them ourselves because there'd be 50 million dead people. So it's a very tricky thing. I've got a lot of medical doctors who are friends, and one of my friends the other day, he was talking about, even in the supplement industry where, you know, companies will mix 6 or 7 creatines together, let alone putting a drug in there. He said, what about if you came to me and I diagnosed you with strep throat and I prescribed 6 or 7 antibiotics? It would be stupid because there's only one that really is going to do the job. But they're all going to counteract. You could have a lot of issues. So again, you know, putting this stuff in a product, man, is dangerous.
But see, but the perception by the customer is more is better. It's like, well, I could buy this creatine supplement and it's basically creatine, for instance. I could buy this creatine supplement and it's basically creatine monohydrate in an advanced delivery. Or I've got creatine ethyl ester, creatine phosphate, all of them. Wait a minute. You mean I can buy one supplement? It's got all of those in there. So their attitude is, and quite frankly, it's disrespectful to the molecule of creatine. Like to think that creatine is just so, it's so unimportant. It's so insignificant. It's so ubiquitous that, I could take five different forms and it's going to work okay. But it's just crazy. Yeah.
It is, and it's like last month, high tech pharmaceutical owner was indicted, 20 counts. This is his second stint. He did 3.5 years for the same stinking thing. They find him, some dinky $100,000, and he got 3 years, and he got out. They didn't shut his company down. He went right back to doing the same thing. Here now, some of the counts: manufacturing, distributing, selling anabolic steroids, selling Schedule III controlled drugs as dietary supplements, fraud, conspiracy, selling DMAA, wire fraud, money laundering. It's like, what do people think? People then go, the supplement industry is so crooked because we got some crook that happened to find a way to make millions of dollars in our industry. But, if they would treat this as the same way when they arrest somebody for selling cocaine, they confiscate their assets.
Yeah,
they
RICO.
Shut them down.
RICO.
They can't keep their business.
Yeah, RICO.
Yeah, the RICO. Yeah. Well, they did go in finally, and I think last week they levied two of his accounts, and both of them had over $3 million, so they did tie that to RICO. But close his stupid business.
Yeah, stop him from doing what he's doing. Yeah. I want to take a quick commercial break. This is really interesting. I didn't know all that about high tech. Until you just told the story. Yeah, this is really interesting. Let's pick it up on the other side. Stay tuned. You're listening to Science for Humans.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
What the? Alright, so I had the wrong music in place. Don't get mad at me. Hi, welcome back to Science for Humans. And I just want to give the name of the company that we were talking about, the coffee. So the coffee is called New of Kopi Juntan, Traditional Natural Herb Coffee. And it's being distributed by a company called Best Herbs Coffee LLC in North Texas. And they have voluntarily recalled the product. So it's unclear. I mean, obviously, it sounds like the company that manufactured the product, the company distributing it in Texas, is not the manufacturer, and they're complying. But it has a precursor to Viagra in it, which basically means if you see this coffee in a grocery store, walk very, very quickly past all the other coffee and walk right to this coffee and buy the entire stock, because it's going to be worth a lot of money in about 5 days.
But be careful, because it also is illegal to possess if they deem it, you know, some type of classified drug. You know?
Could you imagine a cup of coffee saying, if you experience an erection for longer than 4 hours, seek a physician's help? Like, you'd go, wait a minute, why am I drinking that coffee again? What is that?
Well, and, you know, a lot of, you know, some of the companies don't know it, but I find it hard to believe.
Yeah.
Because when they are searching China, which was another indictment that I sent you over,
right,
which happened just a few weeks ago, five Chinese citizens and four Chinese companies were indicted in a scheme to sell misbranded, mislabeled dietary supplements. Same thing. They were putting drugs. They were putting the DMAA, DMHA. They were selling the raw materials. As a matter of fact, I know one of the suppliers, and I told the guy, I said, dude, you can't sell this. He's like, oh, I'm from China. They can't do nothing about it. Bam. They indicted them. But
so
they
indicted them. They indicted them in China.
Right? No, they indicted them in the United States.
But are they here or are they in China?
No. They actually have offices here in the United States.
Okay.
That's how they were indicted. So, you know, they're Chinese citizens on visas, but that still puts you under the rules of the
USA. They ought to be thankful that the indictment is here in the United States and in China. I misunderstood. If the indictment would have been in China, do you know what the Chinese penalties are for being involved in any type of international drug trafficking?
What's that?
Death.
Oh, man.
Death.
Well, they might end up, because there's a whole lot of them. But, see, these companies go to these Chinese people, because every day you probably get them. I get probably a dozen a day from China selling me everything from Viagra to methamphetamines to steroids to our herbs work better than anybody's. And if I would go and say, hey, look, I need a coffee that works like Viagra.
Oh, yeah,
they're
going to
go, Viagra coffee, yes, I make you. So you know, these companies are as guilty as these suppliers. So you just got to be careful, folks, what you're buying. If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, I'm telling you, it's a duck, man. Supplements do not work like drugs. They are completely two different things. So when you have something like this that is just something ain't right, I'm telling you, it is laced with drugs, and you're going to have some complications. You're going to have some issues. And if and when, like all these coffee buyers, they could literally grab their list and they could go arrest all these people for possession of a controlled substance. And I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen on the DMAA. You heard it here. They now are, not only did they bust the company that was selling it, they now have gone backwards and they've arrested all of their suppliers. They're going to go forward. They are going to start arresting people in the retail stores, and they are going to find a couple individuals who are in possession. They're going to set an example from the start to the finish, because the government likes tracking everything from the consumer all the way up to the raw material supplier. That's what's going to happen here.
You know, it's very, very sad. It's very sad because an industry that could be policing itself and
yep.
keeping the government oversight minimized is actually going to end up with greater oversight. And they're going to complain. But when they, you know how many times I've talked to people about starting an association for the industry to police itself once and for all?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what it is? It's like asking an attorney to sue an attorney. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. It's like a chicken hawk. You know what I mean? A bird that kills
and
eats another bird.
They
don't
want to.
They don't want to.
No.
Yeah. Because
what's going to happen is dietary supplements are going to all become controlled drugs because we didn't step up and do anything, from the consumers to quit supporting these cheaters to the supplement companies that cheat. You're going to have to go to the doctor to get a prescription to buy a $300 bottle of protein, and that's what's going to happen. They've been trying it, and the more times this stuff comes in board, they're banning more stuff. I mean, there was nothing wrong with ephedra. It was the drugs that were being adulterated in the ephedra. So now we don't have it. So the same thing is going to happen if we don't step up and do something about it from the consumer end, you know?
Very, very good. And very, very sad. It's really something. But, I mean, it's laughable about the coffee, but it's not. I mean, they could
yeah.
lace harmful drugs into things.
Well, and you know, they probably didn't say it, but the only reason why the government gets involved with that or would have known is because of all the adverse side effects that arose.
Yeah. 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 Some people probably drink a whole pot of that coffee a day. Let's be also talk about something else. You know, if you take too much of a PDE5 inhibitor, it can cause a dramatic drop in blood pressure. And some people who maybe aren't really that well to begin with, just getting out of a chair, they could syncope. They could pass out.
Yeah.
You know, so also, if you have some cardiac issues, those types of drugs can actually possibly exacerbate them. And so you got a guy who's drinking a pot of coffee a day, and all of a sudden, you know, he's not feeling well anymore. What the hell's going on?
Yep.
So, you know, nobody's drinking just one shot of that coffee on a Friday night. You know what I mean? They're drinking it every morning. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, it's been interesting. This is a really cool discussion. We kind of derailed the whole topic we were going to talk about. I'm going to have to change the title of today's show. That's
all
funny.
Right. No, it's fun it good. Sometimes, you know?
It was good. It was good.
It's all science for humans, right?
There you go. It's all science for humans. You're right. All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to share some interesting details about what's going on lately. I think you'll find some of this interesting. My microdosing experiment has begun. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe
believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So, you know, I did a show many months ago with Sean Wells about microdosed LSD, and during that show I revealed that I used a lot of LSD as a kid, and I really did, and I'm not exaggerating it. I'm not trying to embellish it. I mean, I had a routine when I worked at the racetrack. You know, working at the racetrack with large animals presents a really unique opportunity for people who are addicts or addictive types. Lots of people who work in the backstretch with the horses are alcoholics and drug users. And the reason for that is because when you show up for work a little buzzed, horses don't know. And so it's not they look at you and go, your eyes are red. Don't put that bandage on me. You know, so you can work around large animals and be buzzed. And so one of the things I used to like to do when I was a kid, keep in mind I didn't drive at this age, so I was pretty young. I used to ride my Schwinn 10-speed from 110th Street and 101st Avenue in South Ozone Park, Queens, up to Aqueduct Racetrack up above the conduit. And one of the things I used to love to do that actually made me excited about getting up for work the next day is when I had some sort of exotic drug, I would love to take it first thing in the morning, like upon awakening. And one of my moves was I would put a tab of blotter acid on my nightstand. And then I'd wake up in the morning, you know, that first rollover, you're not ready to get out of bed, because I had to be in my stalls at like 4:35 a.m. in the morning. And I would grab the blotter acid, put it on my tongue, close my mouth, and then roll over and go back to sleep. And I'd doze off, but then I would wake up when the acid started kicking in, and it was like better than an alarm clock, a glass of orange juice, and sunshine in your face. It was like, wow, you know, I'm tripping already. And so I would ride my bike to the track, and I'd work all day, go out that night and party and do it all again the next day, like the song says. But so I did a lot of acid when I was young, and I'm very, very familiar with acid. I've never worried about a bad trip. It's not like I feel like I would lose control of myself. It's never been that ever for me. And so the idea of microdosing has really been tickling me for a long time. And so we've done shows about microdosing. And then when we had my guest on, John Doe, where he revealed that his single microdose experience changed his life. And I started reading some of the information on the websites that are dedicated to this whole microdose movement. And we're not talking about skateboarders talking about acid here. We're talking about scientists talking about how to do it, what to do it, what works, what doesn't, what to stay away from, and doing this in an almost therapeutic-like approach of supplementation. You start to think to yourself, well, this isn't dangerous at all. And I mean, I knew it wasn't dangerous, but like, this isn't reckless. And so I thought, okay. So I made a few moves and did a few things, and I got what I needed. And Monday morning, because I am bigger, I took 30 micrograms. And I really didn't feel much at all in the morning. Later in the afternoon, I started to notice some things, but it was so subtle that I almost wondered if I was like wanting to see or feel something so desperately that I was. But the reality was that, you know, I live in a really high-stress lifestyle right now. And it's changing. I'm working on changing that. But most days I have a certain level of angst. And I have situations that happen, like most of us, that I almost feel like I just really don't want to deal with this right now. What I noticed about Monday and Tuesday, both days I did 30 micrograms in the morning. Now I'm taking off for the next couple days. And that's because the receptors get saturated for up to 30 hours. So taking another dose the next day really wasn't anything good for me. It didn't really do anything. I could have just taken the one dose Monday and waited till probably Wednesday again. And I do, and since I didn't take any today, and I definitely still feel it. And I'll describe what I feel. But I noticed at the end of Monday, and it was a typical crappy Monday with lots of problems, I didn't feel the level of anxiety that I normally do. In fact, a lot of the problems I had, I just kind of went with them. I dealt with them. And I don't mean like an F you, like F you, I'm not going to get upset about this. I was like, I looked at it. I saw what the answer to the problem was. I went right straight to the answer instead of procrastinating or wondering or, you know, should I do it, and took action and moved past it. And I started to recognize by Tuesday that this is something that just happened organically in me since I've been microdosing. I do notice colors are brighter. There's pictures of Elisa and I on the wall here in the studio that have been there forever. And I remember yesterday looking at the picture of myself and thinking, you know, I don't look so bad. And I don't remember that picture being so bright, like the white in it is so white. I started to put two and two together, and I realized that the microdose is enhancing probably the photoreceptors in my eyelid, in my retina, or perhaps in my brain at this point. I'm not sure. Clearly, I have a sense of well-being the past 2 days and today. My memory has been much more agile. I'm able to recall things much faster. Now, I suspect that since I'm 59 years old and I've had sleep issues for a couple years now, that my brain has gotten a little fuzzy, let's say, just this ubiquitous term that means a lot of things when we talk about the brain. It's gotten a little fuzzy. My memory recall isn't as good as it used to be. I notice it. I mean, it's still better than 99% of the population, but for me. So I would suspect that any type of BDNF that's being increased right now that's enhancing some of this, that's going to make long-term changes in some of these enhanced nerve functions that I'm experiencing acutely. They'll stick over time. And the longer I do this, you know, there'll be a kind of a maintenance of those areas of my brain. This is what I believe. This is what I'm thinking. I trained on it 2 days in a row. And I didn't need a pre-workout. And in fact, on day one, I took a quarter of a pre-workout, and I actually feel like the stim was not necessary. In fact, it took away. It didn't add to any experience. Today I trained back. Now keep in mind I had the flu-ish. I call it the flu-ish because I never got a fever, but I had chills and I had body aches from hell. And anybody who's ever had body aches knows what I'm talking about. Like even urinating hurt last week from Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And Sunday it started to go away. And Monday I felt good enough to go to the gym. And then again, Tuesday, today, and I feel a lot better. No chills, no body aches, back to normal. Boom. But, I went to the gym, yesterday and today after 5 days off with the flu-ish. And I mean, the music sounded better. My music in my headphones, it sounded clearer, but also it elicited a greater emotional connection to the music that kind of drove me, that I actually felt translating into more reps and kind of motivated force output, which was really cool. And I suspect that'll get better and better too, especially since I'm coming off a little sick being off period. I was just as strong as I normally am, which was a good thing after coming off. But I trained with it and I didn't feel anything to worrisome, like, oh man, I got to get out of the gym. These people are all around me or something like that. I mean, nothing that you would think of when you think of a trip. LSD is always thought as a one speed drug, and it's not. It's not a one speed drug. In fact, it's a dynamic drug. And depending on how much you take it, it elicits different effects on your brain. This microdosing thing is not scary at all. For anybody out there who's even thinking like it sounds intriguing, don't be afraid to experiment with it. Maybe get a friend. If you're not somebody who knows about it, get a friend who is somebody that you trust and that knows about it to help kind of walk you through it. But, it really is something that just kind of enhances. That's all it does. It's like that Chrome filter on your iPhone. You know, you take a picture and it's like, wow, that's a beautiful picture. And then you Chrome it and you go, oh, wow. That's what it does. It puts the Chrome filter on your life. How's that? All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know, I'm talking about this openly on the show because I think it's something that needs to be talked about. I think that, you know, we're also into hacking, right? Oh, I want to hack my sleep and make it better. You know, what does hacking imply? Hacking implies that there is something that you could leverage that will improve a biological or physiological function in your body beyond just letting it function as it is. So we adapt, you know, we're mismatched for our environment. We're finding ways, because a lot of people say, oh, you know, you don't need to hack anything. Well, unfortunately, you do, because we've already been hacked, right? Maybe we should say unhack, because theoretically, our environment has already hacked us, right? We have artificial light surrounding us, hack, right? Because if we didn't have artificial light, we'd be in dark rooms. We wouldn't get anything done. We wouldn't have computers, monitors in front of us. So we're already hacked. This is a hack. Me sitting in front of a monitor, headphones on, these are all hacks. These are all things that we created for the advancements that we feel society needs. So we're already hacked. So now when you add something to it, like blue blocker glasses at night, people want to laugh. You know, oh, you wear a tin hat too? Well, actually, it might not be a bad idea, because there's a lot of RF raining down on our brain. and I'm being facetious right now, but not at the same time. So we're already hacked. And so the idea of wearing blue blockers or experimenting with low-dose LSD somehow is absurd and such a deviation of what humans are supposed to do. Humans aren't supposed to be sitting in chairs. Humans aren't supposed to be listening to podcasts on their iPhone. So where do you draw the line of what hack is okay and which hack isn't? The fact that we hacked indoor heat so we don't freeze to death anymore. The fact that we hacked electricity so we have all these things we can just turn on and off at will. The fact that we hacked stoves and ovens that cook and heat up from controlled sources of energy as opposed to having to go out and chop wood and shove it in the fireplace. I mean, we've been hacking everything. And some of these hacks are harmful to us. So the new hacks are kind of like patches, patches for what we got wrong and how to fix it without having to give up the luxury that we love so much. Right? And I think that low-dose LSD is going to be one of those things that can actually improve the quality of – now, do you have to take it for the rest of your life? I doubt that, seriously. You take it for a period of time or you phase it on and off, kind of like a once-a-year summer vacation maybe or something like that. Once you get yourself where you want to be, that's probably all people will need. But, you know, Timothy Leary, these guys were so far ahead of their time. They were the big brains. They are the big brains of our time. And so anyway, I'll keep everybody posted on things as they progress. I'm off today, but I feel fantastic. There's no doubt in my mind that I've had a complete mood shift or perception of my situation shift. Or maybe the shift was the chemicals that make me feel anxious, sad, angry, and mad have been replaced by other chemicals. I don't know what it is, but I could tell you this for sure. I'd rather feel this way than feel miserable and beaten down all day long. So, all right, listen, tomorrow we have Thursday. It's going to be Military Fitness Radio with Nate Morrison. So tune in for that, and we'll see everybody later. Thanks for listening.